Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
Yeah, I mean, Monty Osifort from New England is kind of a big one. And Monty Osifort is a respected guy. He's heavily involved in the draft process. If he was the guy, I think the Texans will have come out of this fine. They could institute the Patriots method of scouting. And I think, you know, I think they'll probably be okay.
I don't know about that rap, but whatever you say, to each his own. I'm not a fan of this backup plan. It's Nick Caserio is the only scenario for me, John Lopez. The backup plan for the Houston Texans as they continue to battle these tampering charges from the New England Patriots appears to be Monty Osifort, who is the director of college scouting for the Patriots. I was woed by...
The word is you do not want to die on this hill. Do not want to fight on this
woed.
Hill.
Like Woe. Have you ever heard the song Like Woe?
That's the different meaning. It's a different spelling.
No, it's not.
It's a different spelling.
But it's the exact same thing. Like Woe.
No,
like Woe. I was woed.
It's not even close to the same
John,
thing.
You're showing your age. Thank you.
How do you spell Like
listen,
Woe? How do you spell
listen.
Woe and Like Woe?
Just listen. I'm not spelling. I'm saying Woe. Look. Thank you, Figgy. I'm sorry that you're not down.
What does that say? Spell that right there.
Whoa, yeah.
Spell it.
I'm not spelling, I'm saying. You're acting like I wrote it.
Whoa. God, you just don't want to fight this fight.
Whoa.
You don't want to. That's whoa as in whoa.
Whoa.
Interesting.
Yeah, I'm
that's
whoa.
W-H-O-A.
Whoa. How are you spelling words? I'm not writing it. He's not grading an English paper.
No.
What is this guy doing right now,
No.
Figgy?
What are you doing?
Whoa.
You said they're woeing Nick Caserio. That is about as, and I've kind of glossed over it a couple times because I didn't want to embarrass you about your pronunciation.
I
really want to embarrass you about your pronunciation.
I said I wasn't woed.
I am so excited about embarrassing you about your pronunciation.
I wasn't woed.
Right
well,
now.
I'm sure the demographic with John Lopez will go with it, but the demographic for me, you can be woed.
I don't think so because
you can be woed. I thought you were a little down with this guy. It's woed.
It's wooed. It's spelled W-O-O.
Okay, yes.
Woo.
If I was typing an English paper for Professor Lopez, yes, I would probably get a red X for saying whoa or spelling it whoa. And
you're
I'm
using the
it.
Wrong word.
It's whoa.
It's not whoa.
There's no right word on
you
this.
You woo
it
someone.
Changes.
You are woed as in like, wow.
Like you're basically saying like, this is what John is basically doing right now. And I don't expect this from the OG. I expect this from a lot of people. I don't expect this from the OG. This is what the OG is doing right now. It would be like if Figgy did something that I was fascinated by and I said, wow, that was crunk. Or wow, that was really, really crunk. And then John Lopez goes, crunk? No, it's the word cool. The cool is the word you're looking for.
You know
for.
What? It's not
the
even...
appropriate spelling is C-O-O-L. That's what you're doing right now. What
you're
doing?
You're comparing apples to Volkswagens. That's not even close.
It's the exact same thing you're doing right now.
It's not even close. Yeah, you're comparing apples to the space shuttle is what you're doing. The word, when you the way you used it, they woed him. They're wooing. They're woeing.
That's not how I used it.
I said that. You repeatedly used it.
I said.
We can go to the tape.
I said I was not woed.
Yes,
by him.
And you used it wrong.
I used it the way that
so
they
what
just
do it mean,
it.
Though? What do it mean? Like surprised?
I was not fascinated with him. Just like when they say that, everything that they were fascinated by and they liked,
well,
they
now,
were
see, now
like
you're
surprised.
Changing, now yes. You're changing the tone.
Exactly. No, surprised, not surprised.
Nope,
I'm not surprised.
Nope.
It's
so what do
wooed
like. Mean?
He's used wooed trying to say wooed multiple times.
I'm not trying to
we
say
we can
anything.
Go to the podcast.
I'm saying wooed. I am not wooed by
but
Monty Osifort.
But you're changing the story now.
No, that's
you
what
have,
I said.
You have on multiple times said the Texans are wooing
Nick Caseria.
Woewing?
Or woed Nick
go
Caseria.
Go to the tape for
yes,
that.
Yes, yes.
Go to the tape for that.
Let's please
hey,
go to the tape.
Go to the tape, Figgy.
I
this
hope
is about
you
to
do,
turn
Figgy.
Over. Go
I
to the
hope
tape.
You do.
Go to the tape at the end of the last segment.
And play
segment.
It loud and
no,
clear.
I want that by the end
no,
of
no,
the
no,
segment.
No, no, I'm about the last segment.
The
no, again.
That's when you corrected me. That's where this whole thing came from. That's where this whole thing came from.
No, it's not.
Find the tape from the last segment.
No, it's not.
And see if I said the Texans
for the last 3 days
are woeing Nick Caseria?
For the last 3 days.
Woeing?
You've used the word woe in place of the word woo.
No, I've said and I'm woed by Nick Caserio. Yes, woed. I'm woed.
No, see, you're changing the story.
Woeing? What am I saying? Rowing with a lisp?
The story.
What is this dude doing? Just go back to the last tape. This whole thing circulated from the John Lopez correction there. If I said that the Texans were woeing Nick Caserio, then here's what I'll do. I will eat 20 crickets.
Well, get ready.
I will eat 20 crickets if
I'm not talking about the last segment.
Nick
and I never said.
Well, that's where this came from.
No,
that's
what you said. That's where you said this came from. I'm talking about the last 3 days. We have very loyal listeners, very loyal loopholes who have been listening to you say.
Well, most of the ones that agree with you don't know how to text.
Incorrect.
So fortunately, I'm good on there if we're judging by the text line, because most of them don't know how to text.
They've been listening to you incorrectly use the word woe. And to me, I think to my credit,
I've no respect for Urban Dictionary.
I've tried to have
he
your
back.
He has
no respect for Urban Dictionary.
I've never corrected you until you got belligerent about it. And now I want to correct you. I want to go back and hear every instance that you said woe instead of woo so we can embarrass the hell out of you.
I said I am not woed by Monty Austin Ford. That was where this came from.
No, not even close.
Okay, we'll see.
No. We're not going to the. Look, you can talk about the last segment all you want. I'm saying for the last 3 days.
Well, then why'd you use it if it wasn't the last segment? That's what the whole point of this is. I'm not going back 3 days.
That's not even close to the whole point. I'm saying for the last 3 days, you've been using it incorrectly.
Now we got all the English teachers that are on summer vacation.
You're
congratulations.
Destroyed.
Congratulations to the English teachers on summer vacation. Urban Dictionary don't give a damn about your thesaurus, okay? Good Lord. Landry Locker,
you're
John Lopez.
Killed.
Figgy Fig with you.
You're getting destroyed.
Congratulations to all the people agreeing with John Lopez that just sent their first text, okay? I'm sure. Hopefully you don't crush your thumb
now
on your
I'm
flip
gonna go
phone.
Home and I'm going to have to listen to every podcast and pull every
go
one
ahead.
Of the times you've said
hopefully
the
you don't,
Texans are woeing him.
Hopefully you don't crush your thumb on your flip phone as you're sending that text. Shout out to everyone giving us your time, though. It is lunchtime. Monty Austin Fort.
Oh, boy.
He is the Texans' backup plan. We actually had Ben Volen on and asked him about Monty Austin Fort. He said that he couldn't even pick him in a lineup. That was what Ben Volen said about him. So it made me feel a little bit better that a guy who covers the Patriots on a daily basis, a guy who speaks very highly of Nick Caserio and all the other stuff that the New England Patriots did, had no idea really who the heck this guy was either. And I got to tell you, I think there might be a reason why, because I did some digging just as I did on Nick Caserio, just to see if maybe I could brace myself for the disappointment of not getting Caserio and settling for his backup plan in Monty Austin Fort. And I was not woed by Monty Austin Fort. This is Monty Austin Fort in the documentary called Do Your Job on Facebook. It's a New England Patriots documentary where they went behind the scenes of the scouting department. And this is what Plan B for the Houston Texans GM sounds like. This is Monty Austin Fort talking about the reality of being a scout versus the perception.
Whenever someone asks, what do you do? And the response is, well, I scout for the Patriots. And the response is, oh, that must be fun. You watch football all day and, you know, you go to a couple games and you turn off the light at night and you go to bed and all set. The sacrifices that our scouts make with their families cannot be emphasized enough. Our scouts are on the road typically 90 days a year. So that's 90 days that they're away from their family.
All right.
Gosh, that's what I might have to listen to. Not really. Let's hear some more. I'll give him another chance. Monty Austin Fort on evaluating players up to the draft.
When they go through the mini combine at the pro day, our scout's job is to evaluate the player's performance based just on that pro day. Our scout's job is twofold. They have to evaluate the player, whether or not he is talented enough to play for us, whether he's got the skill set to fit in our system, to evaluate the techniques that he's been taught on the field, whether or not his skill set can translate into the techniques that we're going to teach him on the field. And so there's the football component that our scouts are evaluating. The other part of it, and which is just as important as the football part of it, is the makeup of any prospect. How smart a player is, how dedicated a player
is,
how
Figgy.
Tough a player is.
I can't take much more of that one. Let's see how he feels about bringing in coaches.
We bring the coaches into this process around the same time, and they can go in and have a little bit different perspective than our scouts have. Maybe they go in and get involved in the actual workout, and they ask the player to do specific drills that we ask our players to do in our practice. So that gives the coach the ability to evaluate the prospect's performance
this?
With players on
Stop that,
team.
Figgy.
I've had enough. I don't want to.
Let's just hear one thing. Let's just hear him lay out the bottom line on scouting. Let's skip this rookie free agency thing. This is backup plan B, Monty Austin Fort, on the bottom line of being a front office executive.
It's difficult. It's a tough business. But we have to strive to be objective. They understand that the business side of this game shows up, and that we have a responsibility to the organization to put the best 53 men on the team. And sometimes that's going to leave some people out on the outside looking in.
Is it over yet?
Oh, my gosh.
Is that
dude.
It? Figgy, please tell me there's no more.
Oh, my gosh.
That's it.
So you're telling
me. I
want
to talk about woo and woe some more after that.
Good Lord. Look, this is the bottom line here. Shout out to all the people giving me a hard time. I don't let Webster define me.
Oh, come on.
Like, I don't let Webster define me.
By the way, Webster.
Who the hell is Webster?
By the way, even if he was trying to just mispronouncing woo, Webster has one pronunciation of the word W-O-O. It's woo. It's woo all day, day.
I gave you the background of where it came from. I said what I meant to be saying. I think
you said it wrong.
English. That might fail in English thing too. But appreciate all the feedback.
You know what the bottom line is on this, cat?
No, don't give me no bottom line. There is no bottom line. This is a fluid discussion here, John Lopez.
No, on
don't
this
give me
dude,
no bottom line.
Monty Austin Ford.
Oh, I was about to say. He sucks. He doesn't suck. I take that back. He is not going to get anyone excited if he goes up there.
I'm
as
catching
your
general manager. A real vibe that if Belichick assistants who became head coaches were front office personnel, he would be Jim Schwartz. He's the Jim Schwartz of front office people under the Belichick coaching tree. This is. I am not inspired. I'm inspired by Casario. I'm inspired by Easterby. I am not inspired by this cat. By the way, he's a college scouting director or something like that.
Oh man, what do you have in front of you?
I have an old article that I stumbled upon.
Oh, about Austin Fort?
Yeah, it's hard to find anything on him, but there is an old article.
What is this from?
From the Minnesota Morris.
What the hell is the Minnesota Morris?
I don't know.
Talking about Plan B right now. Landry Locker, John Lopez. Monty Austin Fort, not as exciting as Nick Casario.
Somebody from a small paper in Minnesota, I guess it's in Minnesota, it's called the Minnesota Morris, wrote a long for him.
Oh my gosh.
Profile of Monty with an I, Austin Fort. Which, by the way, I don't trust anybody, any male Monty with an I. I trust a male Monty with a Y. I trust a male Monty with an E, but not a male Monty with an I. Would you care to hear some of this?
Go ahead, man.
Shout out to Joe Tischler from the Minnesota Morris.
Joe who?
For tracking.
Spell it.
Tischler. It rhymes with woo. trying to who tracked down Monty Austin Fort. No former Minnesota Morris. Oh, it's a school paper.
Oh, okay.
It's a school paper.
So he got an article from his
either high school
paper.
Or college.
All right, let me.
No former Minnesota Morris student athlete has ever played in the Super Bowl. No, duh. One former Cougar player, however, just collected his third Super Bowl ring. Monty Austin Fort, a 2000 graduate of Minnesota Morris who was a two-year starter at quarterback. Well, there's that. Is the New England Patriots director of college scouting. He just completed his 12th year in the organization and now has three Super Bowl rings.
Cool.
He worked for the team as a personnel assistant in 2003. In 2014 was his first season in his current role. New England won the Super Bowl. Then a week ago, Sunday, the Patriots completed another Super Bowl win. All right, so Austin Fort's responsibility with the Patriots is preparing for the NFL draft. Which is, I'm boring myself with this. We have to read the rest of this. What part do you want me to read?
Just, I don't know. You're trying to sell me.
I'll give you a little background on him, all right? After graduating with a degree in economics and management from Morris, okay, so it's a college, Ossenfort earned a master's degree in business administration and a master's degree in sports management from Ohio University. It was at Ohio where he decided football was the business he wanted to get into. He gained his first NFL experience working at training camp intern with the Minnesota Vikings. After obtaining his master's degree as an intern in the pro personnel department with the Houston Texans in 2002, and after his 2003 stint with the Patriots, Ossenfort returned to Houston in 04, working as an area national scout, and then blah, 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 moved on. Okay. Want a quote from him?
Sure.
I know the audio.
I just heard a lot.
The audio might have bored you, but here's a quote. It's a big world. Tell me how this inspires you. It's a big world out there. Find out something that you love to do and go for it. There are opportunities out there. If you have determination and willingness and you're able to sacrifice to go the extra mile, anything is achievable. He's no Jack Easterby.
Yeah, I'm not sold on this guy.
Me neither.
He doesn't do anything for
me. I don't want Plan B.
Yeah, I don't want that. I mean,
he's the Jim Schwartz of front office guys.
Stick to sports, John. You don't want Plan B. Now you're just trying to get into serious topics.
Oh.
Bored. First you're trying to correct my grades.
I've taken care of that problem myself.
Hey, you got a vasectomy?
Yeah, I drove myself home from it.
Some guys win the battle and they get their woman gets the tubes tied, but the problem with the tubes tied is it doesn't completely eliminate the pregnancy.
Well, no,
right?
Not only that, it does more damage to you know, it's more complicated than for a guy. For me, it was a piece of cake, man. Snip,
really?
Snip. Yeah, I didn't even go under. I just took local anesthesia.
Is it just
I
the thought of it? Is it more just the thought of it?
At first it was, but then I got intrigued, and I actually wanted to see them slice
dude,
open.
You're a sicko,
slice
man.
Open my boys.
You're a sicko.
Did I ever
dude.
Tell you that I got a story?
You're a sicko. Tell me a story, dude.
Tell me a story, OG.
So I'm laying on the table getting a vasectomy, okay? And this was after my last my daughter was born. My last daughter. Oh, that's how rumors start. this was after my last child was born. About a year later, I decided to do it. And I didn't want to go under. I just did the local anesthesia because I wanted to see what they were doing down there. And so the nurse comes in, and she had jokes. She had jokes, all right? So I'm sitting there, and they're cutting me open. They show me the two little things that you know, or the money, you know, the money parts of your boys. And she looks at me, and she said, "This is going to really hurt." And I said, "What?" She says, "No, I'm just kidding." She goes, "We need to put you in a jock strap, and you need to have ice on them all night long." Well, I drove myself down there because I didn't want to bother anybody. And so I said, "Yeah, okay." She goes, "What size are you in terms of jock strap?" I said, "Well, what size do you have?" She goes, we start at XL and go to quadruple X because we know how guys are." I said, "Well, I guess in that regard, I'm about a triple or four or a quadruple X." So as I was getting
so
cut
you
open.
You watched it for real?
I watched. They had a mirror up there. I watched them cut everything open and pull those little things out, whatever they are. And then I sat on an 8-pound bag of ice driving home. True story.
I just don't see why you would watch that.
That's I thought really it was cool, strange. Man.
Did you watch when your three kids were born?
All three of them.
You watched them come out?
Yep. I was sitting right next to the doctor. I love it.
It didn't like scar you at all?
I like that stuff.
Weirdo.
It's cool.
I don't like needles. I don't like any of that stuff. I can't really deal with that. They just don't woe me. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with
they
you, Sports
huh?
Radio 610. They just don't woe me. Just like Monty Ossenfort does not woe me. Some people getting pretty upset that we aren't on the Monty Ossenfort bandwagon. It's a little bit troubling that some people are. But, you know, it is what it is. Shout out to 523. They seem to be very, very upset that Monty Ossenfort is not the first choice. I apologize. My first choice, Nick Caserio. That's John Lopez's first choice as well. Ben Volin of the Boston Globe is going to tell us why it looks like Nick Caserio will be the general manager of your Houston Texans. Some good news if you think Caserio is the only scenario next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.